This is Sports Day. Sam Hargraves, Bryce McGain, Test Cap number 410 with you. All thanks to Electric Kia EV6, the GT supercar, and for Maccas, the Aussie Angus Deluxe. It's Aussie As. 1-300-736-736, of course, the number to call on the Harcourts Open Line. And joining us on the Harcourts Open Line, Bryce McGain. And I'm really glad that we've got this man, because you and I often chat all things cricket, just when we're about to chat all things cricket in a live radio format. And I am constantly lamenting the lack of representation at state level from where are the – I always ask, what's the question I always ask you?
Yeah, where are these – are they country or are they city? Yeah. Where are they from?
Where are
they
the from? Country kids?
Yeah.
Where are they coming through? Where are the country representatives for Victoria and then the country representatives playing for Australia? But it gives me renewed confidence of the pathway system when I see that Victoria – at the Country Cricket Championships, have gone back-to-back. They won in Toowoomba in 2020. They've won again. I think they did it with a game or two games to spare. So I thought, let's get the coach of Vic Country Cricket on, Peter Buchanan, to join us to just take us through the fantastic achievement from our Victorian country cricketers. Pete, hello to you.
Yeah, g'day, chaps. How are you going?
Well, we're very well. Congratulations, back-to-back. Given COVID, we're seeing in various sports back-to-backs achieved over a three-year period. But, hey, it was probably worth the wait, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was a bit of a hard slog. Our pre-season selection, whatever you want to call it, was hard because all of October was wet. The first couple of weeks in November was wet. We couldn't get any indoor facilities at City Power or the MCG due to World Cup or under-19, under-17 squad. So it was pretty hard work to get a side together, but we really only had two Sundays where we had two tryouts in Bendigo, picked a squad, and away we went in January last week.
So what you're saying, it's a pretty remarkable coaching performance because by the sound of it, with limited preparation and all around, it was so wet through that early period, we've nearly forgotten about it. There was just no cricket being played week after week. If you're anywhere near a turf wicket, it was underwater. Mm. So it was quite incredible that you were able to get the guys up and going. But how did you go about cohesively putting them together as a team?
Well, I suppose, Bryce, 2019 Toowoomba, where they won it, we were lucky there was most of that squad available. So we really only had to pick about five or six new faces. Each state has to have 223 players. There was two new players. But our captain, Lee Stockdale from the Gippsland, really pulled together the guys and done a superb job. We had a lot of experienced guys that had played Premier Cricket and one guy that had played one Renegades game that had gone back to the country, as in Braden Stepien. So we had some outstanding talent, but we were very well led.
You mentioned Braden Stepien. He was one of four that you had picked in the Australian side for the championships, Pete, and he was really the tone setter of what looked to be a fairly deliberate plan, and that was to almost bring a T20 style to the way in which you went about it. I think he had 32 fours, 8 sixes, and oftentimes you guys were going at about 10 and over. You really wanted to take them on and take them apart early.
Yes, we had another guy, Cam Williams, from, I always say, the bricklayer from Warrnambool, but he's been around a bit, and he sort of tends to bat the same way Stepien, and generally when two of them are going, only one goes. But generally, most days, both these guys got us off the flyers, and we're getting numerous calls after, you know, seven overs. We're 70, and people are saying, are you playing 20 overs or 50? But, yeah, we got away to flyers, and it just set our games up beautifully.
That takes a lot of pressure off the other batters who need to come in when you've I guess it's so difficult for the opposition who go, well, we've got to get this guy who's going off strike, and then the other one at the other end is just as hot as well. It must really take the pressure off your middle order who continue to back it up as well.
Well, Nathan Walsh, who bats at four, he made the most runs in the carnival, got all Australian honours. He got 340 at 85. So, you know, it just set it up for him to come in and just control the whole innings, you know, pace the whole innings. We didn't need to... Because we got off to such a good start, you know, we could really set up the rest of the game.
Tell us a bit about your bowling attack.
Yeah, it was pretty steady. Cam Wheeler was a swing bowler from the Ferntree Gully League, but sort of fast medium, but swings the ball. So he got 10 wickets, bowled really well. He made All-Australian. We had a couple of left-arm orthodox, one Jack Reichel from Sale, really good player, and our captain Lee Stockdale, left-arm orthodox batter. He was really honest as well before he got hurt against New South Wales.
You had Cam Williams as well get the Ian Healy Wicketkeeping Award. You yourself were the coach of the Australian side. Pete, I know you weren't going to bring that up, but and after the women Vic Country players, they came second a couple of weeks ago, but you heard in the opener, I've long spoken to Bryce, and it's something that I speak a lot to Darren Berry about, who you sound a lot like, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been told that, but you do sound a lot like Chuck.
Okay. Well, I actually deal a lot with Chuck. He's one of my mates, so I've never been told that before, but anyway.
Back to the point. I'm a Bendigo boy, so seeing Braden Stepien do what he did, and I know you had Cam Taylor in the team as well, so it's great to see them doing well. But I get worried about, are enough country kids coming through the pathways? You look at the highest level, some of our Australian test team at the moment are from the country, but the majority are city kids. How are we going in that space with country kids getting their way through to the highest levels?
Yeah, I think it's getting harder. There's still a lot of talent out there that, for whatever reason, whether it's working on a farm or too far away or studies, if they're doing studies, they generally go to town. But, you know, we had 223 boys in our side, and one lad from Warrnambool, he's working on a farm now. He's an outstanding talent. His name was Ethan Boyd, but, you know, he's good enough to walk into a premier side tomorrow, but because of where he lives, you know, he's going to make it tough. But the word is that, you know, he's going to go to town next year and study, so that might be a chance for him to play at premier level and even play higher.
So what's the solution, do you think, then, Buck? Because, as you say, a lot of these guys just can't uproot and move to Melbourne for premier cricket. They might be able to if they're put into a Vic squad, you know, so to speak. But have to take that intermediate step to go and play premier cricket, surely we can make the pathway a little bit more, I suppose, fluent for them and achievable.
I think, from where I sit as coach, I would like to see the Victorian country cricket men's team be able to have more access to City Power and the MCG and places like that, where they can train with the state squad, you know, once a month or whatever it is, just to have access to coaches like Chris Rogers and these guys. I don't think there's enough of that going on. I think if you're playing under 18 pathways and 19th pathways or 17th pathways, they tend to get looked after, but there's still a lot of talent out there that is getting missed.
Well, it's a few late developers like myself, Buck, that would have been completely overlooked in my 20s when I first went to premier cricket. But, it's a terrific achievement by the Victorians. We love it when the Vics get up. What does the Australian coaching, accolade mean for you? And does it mean there's another tournament coming up? Do you play against other countries?
No, we don't. Well, unfortunately, Bryce, you don't get to play. You don't get together with your squad and play. It just means that, you know, you coach of the winning team of the tournament, and you know we got four guys in it. To me, it's just another accolade on your CV. I'm quite proud of it. I'm not sure whether I get a baggy green cap like the players, but if it's coming in tomorrow, I won't knock it back.
Well, as Bryce said, Pete, it's a fantastic achievement and a credit to you, a credit to all the players involved. Both carnivals really successful, second in the women's, and then to win it convincingly in the men's, a testament to you and the whole team. And you've done Victoria proud, and you've done country Victoria incredibly proud. So thanks for being with us on Sports Day. We really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Peter Buchanan, after Victoria won the Australian Country Championships, and such an important role that he's playing, Bryce, and to shine a light on this as much as we can, because he's right. I think we're right. We need to find a way to not lose country kids at this stage. If they don't mature, if they're not ready for 17s and the 18s, you know, it's a big thing to have to say, well, no, you're just going to have to move to Melbourne and play premier cricket. Well, okay, what do I do for work, or what do I do for this? I think we're losing so many talented cricketers because the pathway just isn't quite right for the country players.
There's a better way, and one of the best players that I play with, who I love dearly, was Shane Harwood from Ballarat, a forklift driver who in his mid-20s was then invited in and was it nearly fast-tracked him because of his such his skill. So, look, I really hope that they can open that pathway a little bit more, as you say. It is exciting. Here in the country towns where all these guys are from, you know, these are the pride of the town. Like, they're representing their town. Sale, Warrnambool, Bendigo, Ballarat, it just... It's uplifting for the whole country. It's fantastic.
And they've been writing stories in the Bendigo Advertiser every day speaking about what these guys have been doing and before that what the women were doing because Bendigo had a representative in the women's team as well. So congratulations again and great to get the story told of Victoria Country Cricket's achievements. This is Sports Day.